Phew.
Okay.
Same thing.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you all for being here for the Public Arts Committee, our second one of the year. We are going to change the agenda just a bit with your approval. And hello there.
Welcome.
Hi. Parker Ogburn from Stitches Services.
Have a seat.
All right, thanks.
It's a seat.
Great.
Yeah.
So we are going to change the agenda just a little bit.
Hi, Mark.
Because of a guest that we have. So we're looking at Roman numeral 4, the percent for arts ordinance discussion. First, and you know, as our new committee here, you know, you all have the policies and procedures and so on. You know, that those were given to you and so on in the resolution. But we have some public comment here and for discussion on the percent for arts. It is part of the resolution number 3589. That we have, and the that particular information on percent for art starts on page 5 and 6. So, Carla, you had some comments that you want to.
Well, yes, the resolution was passed. I forget the date. I sent it to you, but it was May or March.
It was
something.
Adopted on May 7th.
May 7th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. May 7th.
And we have this incredible avenue to get money into the city whenever there's new or renovation to buildings or structures in the city. It's also strongly encouraged if there's any private development where they can contribute. They're strongly encouraged. It's not a requirement, where they can also contribute 1% to the Percent for Arts Fund. So in the last, well, since the ordinance and resolution was passed, there's been no mechanism within the city to set up the process to trigger this question. So all the new development that's happened since May 7th, and whether it's on public property or private property with public access, and that's, you know, grocery stores, any stores, any buildings that have public access. So there's nothing in place that triggers the question when permits are needed or when development is being planned for the city. And that's what I'm here to sort of instigate, is some kind of process so the question is triggered, so that the amount, 1%, it's not that much, goes into the coffers for this fund. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm here.
It sounds like that would be something that would be asked at the permitting level, and
I think
developers
so.
Come in for
yeah.
permits.
Right.
And, I mean, ask them if they would voluntarily like to commit this money.
Well, it's mandatory for any public building, and right. it's strongly encouraged for private development
right.
with public access. And yes, I tried to get it through the city, through the planning department, and over the last 6 months, I've gotten no response.
Well, I'll share this with Derek.
Well, Derek was notified by Mark back in October, I think, but I didn't get any response to that either. So,
okay.
Yeah, so
we'll
something.
Follow up.
Yeah, so that's why I'm kind of bringing it up again.
Yes. Yes.
Because another 4 or 5 months have passed. Mm-hmm. And it would be important to get something in place so that this can begin.
Okay.
Well, yeah, materials that are passed out when somebody comes in for information,
yeah.
right at the very, very beginning.
Yeah, and it should be just a check mark or something.
Just
that,
even a paragraph or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a huge volume of stuff.
Right, and yeah. there should be a line item when they're figuring out their budget. 1%
yes.
goes into the arts, and so that it's figured into
or
the
Or it could
college.
Be part of the permit process, mm-hmm. that when they buy their permit,
that's when they get the money up front.
Yeah, well, it's an option. It'll have to be an option depending on whether it's public or private.
Right.
Well, that's the question.
It could be part of it. First of all, it could tell people that there is a percent for art program and an ordinance and a policy, and that the city is encouraging this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just 1%. I mean, we made it so that you really couldn't get smaller an introduction into the concept.
Yeah.
And, of course, this is all very vital, or else, in a large measure, this committee then is going to be non-functional on a variety of levels if this Percent for Art initiative, doesn't get, operationalized with, within the city to do it.
And is that all construction?
No.
Not residential?
No, if it's private property, it would have to have public access. So hotels.
I.e. Walgreens.
Yes. And I'm not sure that that's how the staff has interpreted that. My sense is that the staff has interpreted it to be that if it's a government building, like one of our buildings, if we, if we built our new water plant, for example, then that would kick in. But if Fred's expands, that wouldn't kick in because it's a private developer. I believe that's the opinion of staff.
Well, it's written in. I know that it's written in. Yeah. I wrote it.
So maybe we need to go back to the original document.
Read it out loud.
I've got it right
it's
here.
Just, okay. It's just some education.
It's just
Staff doesn't understand it, I mean, clearly you know what you're talking about, Carla.
Yeah.
When you say staff, Peggy, who do you mean?
Well, the various staff that I've talked to, Jim and I talked about it, and we both believed, and, having been a director of an arts council in the past, mm-hmm. it did not apply to any buildings except if that city government built a building or renovated
or county
one.
The county or the state.
Well,
the
nobody
feds.
Did that, but it nobody did that during my tenure there, but... it didn't apply to, like, if a hotel was built or a grocery store expanded.
We did that extra, and it does say strongly encouraged. We cannot enforce it, but it does say so they should be,
it's optional.
The question should be triggered.
Right. No, we both know that, and we agree with that, and I will talk with Derek about getting the information out there because we need to do it, but we can't force, friends when they expand to do it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Or we would... if we built a new swimming pool, for example, automatically.
The school development that came up in the last year, that would qualify.
That would qualify, and, all of that slipped away
in that
regard. Well, I do know that discussion is starting, of course, with the Newport Performing Arts Center, expansion, enhancement, upgrade, remodel, et cetera. And, we, of course... based on the amount, which we're still looking at, that goes into the building itself of the Performing Arts Center, will be subject to the 1% for art. And so Oregon Coast Council for the Arts is taking a lead on this, and just what that will help to bring into this committee's purview and when, I can't say yet, but... It needs to start. It needs to be into the consciousness of
sort of like beta testing of the process.
Mm-hmm. Once that happens, we can issue some press releases and help get this out there so the
that
public
help,
is more aware.
Right.
So
maybe Catherine, I think maybe the best way to do the if the committee agrees to Carla's recommendation that there be some information supplied to anybody applying for a building permit, that you do that as a motion and ask staff to get back.
Let's exclude private homes.
Yeah, well, it's not public.
The
document doesn't say
that.
Just whatever you're, but I would say, why don't you pass that as a motion and ask staff, to come back to you with a plan and a process so that that'll give them marching orders, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Just curious, because they're likely to ask this of the planning department. I assume that just includes the structure as opposed to furnishings, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Whatever, I think it just applies to whatever the value of their building permit
yeah,
was.
Yeah, right, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Point of the parking lot.
Parking lots are permitted, they're part of the building yeah. permit process. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Parking lots need all the art they can get.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
So can yeah. I ask a question? Does
sure.
every building permit, when we're talking about building permits, is there just one central location? Is that the county?
No,
permitting? It's here in our city.
It's here. Yeah. Oh, okay, so we're not talking about the county
no.
permitting. No. We're talking about city mm-hmm. permitting.
Come on, well, and there's another chair.
The county permits are also handled there at that office.
Welcome.
I believe.
Welcome. The what?
I believe county permits are also permitted at that same planning office.
At that office, or the county permits.
But ours
are in here.
Oh, ours are in this yes. building.
Okay, so we're permits. Not educating the people across the
no.
street. We're educating people in this building or asking them for... Is that what you just said,
but
Mark?
I think
what you want to do is have an information sheet.
Yeah, and I think Karen brings up a good point.
That explains what the process is.
Right. The county really does need to know about this. I mean, they right. need to be aware of it in case...
Right.
They do a development.
Right. Because with the community college, which would you would think qualify, they're not in Newport. They're in South Beach.
But that's
limits.
Part of Newport.
Oh,
yeah.
is it?
They're inside
mm-hmm.
the city limits, uh-huh. yeah.
There's a lot of Newport south of the bridge, but the geographic boundaries sort of jog in and out, so it'd be really hard to say who's in and who's out, but that place is in.
Oh!
Wow. And if the county were to do a building somewhere within the city limits, they would have to come to the city for a building
like
permit.
The fairgrounds, for example.
They would have to come to the city for a building permit. So
yes.
Still
okay,
would,
so we only have one office that we're working
right.
with. So
yeah.
that's helpful
yeah.
to know that we're and it's
okay. So some other comments or discussion on this? Then what I'd like to do is to make a motion that the Public Arts Committee recommends, instructs, whatever our verb is, that staff here at the City of Newport provide information about the percent for art to have that available for people who are looking for building permits.
So here's what I
so,
thought your
yeah.
motion was, to ask staff to return with a plan and process for making permit applicants
mm-hmm. okay.
aware of the percent for the arts program.
Okay.
Does
appropriate applicants, not everybody, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll mean they'll have to read it.
We'll just
and
have to.
And if they come
we'll
up with a
we'll just sort
process.
It out and bring it back to you.
Yeah.
Well, if they had a sheet of paper, just a simple sheet of paper or half
yeah.
a sheet of paper that explained what it was about, then they could hand it to the people that it would apply to. They can sort that out quickly.
And then there's something on the compilation sheet where it has the money, you know, so it has a line item
right.
for percent for arts.
Right.
And if it's obviously if it's a private thing with no public access, it would be blank.
Right.
But at least to
or
have
they could put
something.
NA, not applicable.
So yeah, I think
right.
it should
but
be on every one.
Yeah.
But the people
words,
who
there must
this.
Be form. There, yeah.
No.
I don't know what the.
There is a form. I don't know what their supply is. I'm going to suggest to you that if they have a large supply of these forms, they will use them first
mm-hmm.
before they add anything to the
mm-hmm.
form because. We're on an
austerity.
So
well, no, wait.
What you're asking, though, for is for them to come back and
yeah.
present to this committee the process that they think would work well.
Yes.
And then you can
yeah.
look at that process, and if it doesn't go as far as you would like it to go, then you can say, well, can
talk
what,
about
what
it.
Else
yeah.
can you
do?
Yeah.
That. All right,
okay.
good.
And was there a second? I didn't know.
I'll
second.
Okay.
Okay, those all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And thank you. For
thank you.
Carla.
Thank you, Carla. And we'll continue on this. Really
okay.
appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So, thank you for moving that up on the agenda. So, we have now before us a discussion and more information, we hope, coming in on the proposed wood sculpture. We heard from Frank Geltner a little bit last month on that. And, you know, we had some questions, needed some more information, and so on. So, Frank, welcome, and I think you've brought some people with you.
Well, I just told them there was a meeting
Oh, okay, okay. So this gentleman is for another topic?
I'm here. I was talked to the secretary, and she said I could come in and talk about an idea that I have.
There's a public comment.
Okay,
section.
All right. So then, thank you very much.
Yes.
All right, so Frank, and do you all know our artist, Jürgen Eckstein?
Hi, Jürgen.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Happy New Year. Okay. So
you had sent me some questions, one of which was the site. And I talked to the city manager because I was a little sheepish about going forward and asking the History Center if they wanted to use city property. So I thought it would be better if he asked them, or at least it should be the city, not Frank Geltner, who's nobody. And I think there was a hint at the some of the discussions I've heard that why not just set into motion that the city give that property to the History Center, because it's the entrance to their facility, and it takes one thing off of the city's maintenance list. So anyway, that's just out there. So I don't have an answer on that particular site. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to continue working on siting, but I need to first hear from Jim as to what he said. He was going to go to a meeting where Steve was present, and he would sort of broach the subject.
So. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's that. And then, let's see, what was the other question? Let's see, you asked me.
Well, there were some other things that the committee was curious about. You know, we talked a little bit about the integrity of the wood.
Oh, yeah.
And right. That sort of thing. And then you had mentioned at the last meeting about, an artist who might be involved, but then there might be other people, collaboration, so we're asking about that. We were wanting to get ideas on cost.
So the big picture is that I came to the committee mostly to explore what would be the position of the committee if we were to go this way. In other words, we have two pieces in town now, and do they like the idea of this sort of public art in the form of wood sculpture? And then if they did, I would feel more comfortable exploring it, because at the present time, all it is just an idea. And by the way, I have no. If you said no, this is a terrible idea, I don't think either one of us would be upset. It's just that we needed to know if this is a good direction. Communities want to kind of either have large sculpture collections, which of course take a financial investment, or they have murals or some program. So I was thinking, we're a coastal community. We get a lot of wood that comes in. It's cheap material. Jürgen has not necessarily agreed to even do this, but I thought, well, let's at least have the discussion as to the practicality. And I see you've got that right at the top of your list. Because if we have the invitation, if you will, to pursue it, because I'd hate to go through a lot of work and then discover, well, this is a terrible idea. We see maintenance problems. We see whatever. So the virtues that I proposed are, number one, that we have a piece of wood. It's a piece of redwood. It's on the beach. We have someone who's willing to move it. It is degrading every month. Not itself, but because people have started burning it.
And hacking it.
Well, the hacking has been going on, but...
Oh,
but
Mary, you've been down to look at it?
I've seen it, but I haven't seen it since this last big storm.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And in the last month, it basically hasn't gone anywhere except a few feet. Okay. So it has actually, the water has lifted it, but it's only pushed it back up against the cliff a little bit more. So it's still there.
Okay.
So Jürgen has a network of people. I have a network of people. We all have a network of people. And the question is, if we like this idea, how many different ways could we pursue it? Because Jürgen has done this mostly out of the goodness of his heart, and has assumed most of the expenses, except for very little, when that was just some materials and the plaques and stuff like that that a bunch of us got together to pay for. But there are some other people in town who, if we thought this was a good idea and we had the blessing, then we could start asking them if they'd like to be part of it. Because Jürgen even thought about the idea where we get a volunteers, if you will, who have some talent in this direction, and then pursue that. One of the issues, of course, if anyone watched over the last 5 years, is that it's a creative process. So it's not like you call a company and say, I want one of these. Done. We don't know what's going to come out of that piece of wood.
Because we don't know what's inside it, do we?
Well,
entities and people
halfway, yes. I mean, that's how it started. Yes, we have the beach is full of wood, but not or very little is fit for projects like that.
High quality.
This is a very healthy piece of wood. It's humongous. It's about three times as big as the last one at the Visual Arts Center. So it does not happen very often that you find a healthy piece of wood. Mm-hmm. And, well, like Frank, I'm interested of having some things around the city.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily under my name. I'm happy if somebody else will do that. I just think that is very attractive to tourists and so on.
Yes. Right.
So that it started with Frank pointing out this humongous piece of wood. And when I first saw it, I said, well, it's getting a little much to me, but I could envisage a cooperative. But before we explore these ideas any further, we wanted to know the general opinion of Art Committee or city as such. Do they want it? Or are these requests a nuisance? That's where we stand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I mean, a piece of that size, if I see how long it took, it's not just that the creative process is so slow, it's also weather. If you, and on something like that, you have to work outside unless somebody provides some inside space, but then you run into problems of transportation because it's very big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
there are many months when you can't work.
Months, and sometimes even in summer. I mean, that was very cold because the wind is blowing. Depending on the location, there are limitations how long, mm-hmm. even on a nice day, you can work on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I also debated with Frank, could one possibly make that a project with more people involved? We were thinking of community college credits for students who
are in a warmer spot too.
Sorry?
In a warmer spot too.
Well, independent of where, it doesn't have to be at the community college. You know, the people can get credits if they take on like a class or something like that. In that direction. Mm-hmm. We have not thought.
Yeah, the other logistics are that one of the things that we got a lot of positive comments on when the other two were being built is that it was being done in the public. People enjoy just coming up and watching the artist at work. So that means one of your considerations is that it's a work in progress. So and whether the city can tolerate that as a process, because most governmental agencies have a finished product, you put it down, and it's there. But in this case, it will look unfinished for a long time, and that's a consideration. And also, I think, as far as sites are concerned, they're probably just this group here, just going around for, you know, many months, will come up with other sites. So I don't think at this stage we need to pin that down. I know that at a meeting on Tuesday, the City Center Newport Association said they wanted to move forward with just the plaza part of the Deco Park, which is at Herbert 101. Well, one of the ideas was that sculpture be featured on that plaza. So I'm saying that over a period of time, once we have a green light of sorts, that we can explore other sites. But as Jürgen pointed out, it's very heavy. I'm sure Bob Wiener might move it twice, but essentially he's got to go onto the beach with his equipment, get it up, and then put it where. And so we don't want any goofing around on where it's to be. Mm-hmm. And we've even talked about, you know, if you take that as a three-dimensional object, it can really be set down in 10 different ways.
So that's a consideration.
That's a consideration, because mm-hmm. you don't know what it's what it wants to be.
Uh-huh. Which end up.
Yeah, because it's huge, quite huge. So it can be a very, very horizontal object. It can be a vertical object. And it may be that it's two objects. It may be that...
I was just thinking that. How big is it? Did you ever measure it?
Yeah, it's about 16 feet by 12 by 10.
That's considerable.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
I have some thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, because it has to be moved somewhere to have it on a trailer that's... It stays on a trailer until it's... final placement while it's being worked on. Oh. And one thought that came to mind is, of course, you'd probably want it inside an industrial building, and I thought, what about the South Beach Airport? They donate a hangar, and you can work on it, or wherever it seems to be that you'd want to store it and work on it inside, so you save some time that way, and you're out of the weather, and it dries out. But then it's a place like that, when the tourists, this could be publicized, or as tourists go by and there's a sign that says art in progress, that people might even come from other areas to even work on it or share ideas. It's redwoods, you know, the Humboldt State, everybody from, you know, the redwood area. And, schools. I really like the idea of schools being involved with the evolution of this and the history. And the Angels Job Corps, they have a specialty, I guess, logging, I don't know what they call it, forestry division, where they learn about working with trees and wood, and they could be part of it too. I love the idea. I think it's a natural for a community involvement. Well, because of the evolution of it. It's really interesting, and the logging history and all.
Can
everything.
You imagine somebody letting their trailer sit there for 4 years while it's being worked on?
If it's just sitting in their yard.
We cannot put that in the hangar at the airport because they have to be used for airplanes, aircraft, and actually they are all full right now.
What about then these metal storage units around town?
I think they're privately owned.
Well, I would think that you would want to have the site picked and then have a piece of wood there, because it's going to dictate how it will fit in the site.
Right.
And that then in turn dictates what's carved into it.
Yes.
Yeah, and also I think from the artist standpoint, you know, you don't want to be locked away in a hangar somewhere.
but the problem is you have this piece. I mean, it's like having buying a piece of artwork and then walking around your house trying to find the right place for it. But you can't walk around town with this sculpture that's finished and say, this is probably the best place for it to fit. I think you want to put put it someplace and have it fit
there. An organic process.
And be inspired by the location.
Yeah, yeah, that's one point. Yeah. Having it sitting on a trailer has practical problems, because it's so high that you have to use ladders and so on. You have to be able to climb up or even build
makes
scaffolding
it even higher.
Around
mm-hmm.
it. The other thing is what Frank mentioned, if you're in a public place, first of all, you can step 20 yards back and look at it, you know, if you're more confined. Yeah, whether it's easier, you know, you don't have the interaction with people coming by, whether it's tourists or local people, you know. It's actually, I enjoyed that process.
Yeah,
that
I was going to ask you that question.
Come with questions, and even though I don't answer them all, but you know, it's kind of what people sometimes is even inspiring when people say, "Oh, it looks like so and so." You think in a new direction. You know?
Yeah, and that makes the process community involved.
Yeah,
you know.
And Sally, didn't you say that that there were a lot of viewers and kibitzers and so on, as you know, with the back sculpture that
all
you
the
had
time.
Seen lots of
all the time people would either come while Jürgen was working on it or just, you know, watch the progress, you know, and people who come on a regular basis to the coast would comment to me, you know, that they see the sculptures progressing and, you know, so.
Well, speaking of location, it wasn't a great location.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, right at the top of the stairs mm-hmm. leading down
you
to the beach.
You could see it from the beach.
You mm-hmm. could see it from the beach. There's an actual place to put it, park your car, to get
right.
out and
yes.
look at it for elders. Mm-hmm. I mean, it couldn't have been more prime in regard to involving tourists.
Right.
And
even now that it's finished.
Another mm-hmm. advantage is you get all kinds of people walk by, not just the art interested.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you put it in some location with a sign, artwork in project, it attracts a few people maybe. But here, families come by, kids say, "Oh, look, mm-hmm. you know, let's mm-hmm. stop." Mm-hmm. Things like that.
What's that guy doing?
Where do you visualize it being? Do you have an idea for the perfect space?
No. I don't know what's available. I mean, we discussed a couple of locations.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to explore some more locations.
Yeah, something on the bayfront,
you know,
sounds good.
And I know when our task force was meeting, we were presented with plans for the circular area in South Beach that leads to NOAA.
The roundabout.
And
that is a potential site for public art. I'm just not certain this is the piece for the urban. Mm-hmm.
Right. But that would, all but the people coming by to look at the public area of Hatfield mm-hmm. is, would see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so
yeah, I mean,
you know,
that spot where there
available?
Was, I think, once a call for artists in the middle of this Turner roundabout there.
They put up, yeah.
That has a practical problem if people yeah. with children want to stroll by. There is street
traffic.
Around all, yeah. all around.
Mm. Yeah.
It strikes me that site is more suited for a finished piece of art rather than a piece
art
of
in progress.
That's
art
in progress,
progress.
For yeah. two or three or four years.
Yes.
Mm. Right.
I like the idea of a sculpture on the bayfront. Mm-hmm. But we've really only discussed this one place. Is there another place on the bayfront that would be suitable for this type of sculpture?
There might be some private properties that would host it or sponsor it.
We just have
keep
to explore.
It, maintain it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe even the port might have something. But the city, other than the site that's just down the hill from the Maritime History Center, doesn't really have another suitable spot on the bayfront, I wouldn't say.
What about that big grassy field that's just west of the Yacht Club, and
Port Property.
So what about the idea of, you know, we have several things as we're looking here, and as Frank has indicated, you know, need a little bit of guidance of whether we, you know, the Public Arts Committee are interested in this potential project and exploring it further. So I think that's one thing we need to determine. But then also I think what needs to be known up front, you know, about this project is that right now the Public Arts Committee, there is no fund, that there is no money yet. I mean, that this is why we built into the to all the policies and procedures and so on a percent for art, so that we could be available to look and you know, go through a process, a proposal process, and this sort of thing. So, you know, I think that just, you know, needs to be there on the table, because, you know, it might be a little while. We don't know yet until we can start having some funds. So, you know, having said that, yes, Sally, you have.
Well, I just had a question. You've mentioned someone twice now who is willing to move it.
Is
there a cost to that?
No.
It's
a donation.
It would be a total donation. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing to say that if you had this, if you decided to embark on this project, that one thing you could do would be to solicit donations. The donations would
for
go
the
into
project.
The Public Arts Fund.
Okay, mm-hmm. That could
you
work.
You could donate money to the city. And it would go into the Public Art Fund, and it could be designated to support this project and for the further maintenance of this project.
Okay, so
and
we
then
can.
You could do it that way too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think a more fundamental question is, do we want to pursue this? I mean,
right.
That's basically what Frank started with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, before we invest a lot of time and thought and discussion and, you know, getting the kids to send their pennies in or whatever, is it something that we'd like to do? And to that end, I want to say that I think this is a very important piece, that because of our location, the fact that this huge piece of redwood has landed upon our shores almost compels us to pay attention. And just like with this Japanese dock that arrived, we have another visitor from afar,
uh-huh.
Not too far, but afar.
And a piece of that's coming back, eventually.
The dock.
The dock?
Yeah. Oh, yay,
yeah.
Yay.
It's 40,000 pounds.
Okay. There's a little
really?
Transportation
where's
issue.
Where's it going to be? At the museum?
At the Hatfield.
At Hatfield, yeah.
That's my next thing on my list today to work on.
Yeah, but Karen, you are right. You know,
I can tell you that in my personal home, I have a redwood that was washed up on the beach, that was rescued from the beach, and people are in absolute awe uh-huh. that you can have an arrival, a found object, and turn it into something so amazingly beautiful. So I'm, you know, personally attracted to this particular piece of wood, to this particular project. But I can also share with you that it has a great deal of impact on people who witness it and experience it. I especially like the idea that we may not use all of it, that there may be a connection to, you know, go to whatever the park is that is the closest. Yes, and you can see it, you know, what it looked like, what it still looks like on the beach. And so we have that, again, that little tie line between us and Humboldt County and,
mm-hmm.
And art and mm-hmm. all of those things. It has a very, it has a history, but it also has a very forward-moving sort of avant-garde almost idea to it. So I personally am very enthused about continuing to pursue this, whatever it takes. So
other comments. Thank you, Karen. Yes. Other comments about this, and then we could make a motion.
That's what I'm waiting for, is the motion.
Yeah.
I don't hear anything negative about doing something with the piece.
Okay, so Mary, what would you like to make?
I move that we further look into developing the piece of redwood that sits south of Ona Beach.
And I will second it.
You have very eloquently spoken. I like that, Karen, what you said. Okay, so we have...
So I'll just comment. I'll say, I'm sure this is very encouraging to Jürgen, but we still have to convince Jürgen to dedicate several years of his life to this. Mm-hmm. But it helps to have confidence in what we've done in the past.
Right.
And we have a lot of folks who... enjoy what's there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And building this collection, I think, seems a little bit foresightful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's a lot of time, you know, and
so you have to do some thinking about it.
And along those lines, Jürgen was very clear that this is not a solo endeavor.
This time.
And so I think part of our job as a committee is to assist the sort of the point artist, the leading of the group, whatever the collaboration is, to get suitable collaborators, different ideas. There's been a lot of things thrown around here, you know, involving schools and kids and whatnot. That's an incredible management process.
And we do have to look at that and who manages.
Right, and mm-hmm. and how it's going to proceed over the years. So, yes, it would be very important before we went much further to have at least one person, be it Jürgen or someone else, who's willing to lead
this. It wouldn't be limiting. I mean, everyone is sitting at this table at one time or another has someone come up to you and ask you to take on something huge.
Mm-hmm.
And you really had to go back and think
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing here. We're just mm-hmm. saying that we think it's worth considering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, go and think about it, because mm-hmm. once we set it into motion, you know,
we're committed.
Then we've got to have, I mean, I will be there as plan end. You know, if something happens, I'll be happy to approach Bob and say it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take the wood and put it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just the nature of planning. You have to think about all the way to the end.
Right.
So, you know, anything could happen.
Sure.
I mean, Jürgen could pass on, you know, and then what? So, all of
got chainsaw.
We need to just think about all the possibilities. And go into this with our eyes wide open, because
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't want to make trouble for the committee, but
not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a motion and a second.
Who was the
floor?
I just want to say one more thing.
Sure.
That is why the actual placement of it might be not necessary if we find a place where we kind of can park it for the making, where it's kind of out of the way, I don't want to say, but it doesn't have to be the permanent place where nobody goes constantly by and says, well, will this be finished? Will this be finished?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of where I did the first sculpture there, that big lot is...
next to the parking lot.
Next to Don Davis Park.
It's sitting
Park.
Empty somewhere. Uh-huh. It has electricity access, which is...
Uh-huh. Right across from Quimby's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be at that corner, but somewhere mm-hmm. on...
in that city property.
In that same property. Right. Because you're in nobody's way.
Walk by interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just... might not be the final destination,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have any pressure as far as I can see, unless the city wants to use it.
Yeah, you don't know that no one's been looking at that property, have they? No. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great spot. Yeah.
Still, for instance.
I think the only issue you have is safety, which we had the issue around the one that's just finished, right, was
Well, it was that it was very vertically oriented, and there was concern about it falling on some kid.
Safely mounted and set, set in concrete so that it wouldn't go anywhere.
Right.
So liability. That would be the only issue is how you set it up and work on it so that it's in a safe and...
Right.
But that does raise a question for the committee about liability, and that is whether or not the city's takes on the liability. So that ought to be part of the decision making.
Well, when I was taking a look at the resolution, it talks about the purpose of the Public Arts Committee. The Public Arts Committee is responsible for making recommendations to the City Council on public art and art object decisions. So
that's right.
The way I read this, if this is something that you would like to pursue, you'd probably put it together and then bring it to the City Council for their blessing, and that might be a time. If it is on city property, we would assuredly be responsible for it in terms of liability, but otherwise, I would guess no. But, I mean, even though everyone is in favor of it here, it looks like, the way I read this, that we still need to move this forward to council for their blessing.
And it'd have to be, have a, as I'm understanding it, a few more facts and parameters to it, and maybe like in a simple proposal form or whatever, so that the counselors, you know, would have, you know, something that it's not, well, it might do this, it might do that, well, we're not sure about this or that, you know. Well, we'll need to get beyond that stage before going to the City Council. Well,
it's better to bring them a package that's ready to go.
A nice thought about the Redwoods is that it really does connect from Mendocino, from the coast of Mendocino, the southern Redwoods there, winding through Humboldt County and Grants Pass into Oregon. So it really links California and Oregon. Yes.
We don't, you don't really know the origin of that piece of wood either, do you?
No, we don't.
Because it could have been from here.
We'll have to do some DNA on it.
Right. So it would be an interesting process.
Well, that's, you know, part of the, that'll be part of the process is those little kids doing their science fair things can figure out the origin.
See if they can figure out where it came from.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful.
So, who made the second on that motion?
I did.
Karen did.
Okay.
So, would you please read the motion again?
Well, I have one other thing, which I keep thinking, how would a city councilor think, okay? And one thing that has concerned Jürgen is, you know, wanting to be modest but also be an artist, and that is, well, aren't they going to complain because everything's by Jürgen? And the argument is that, yes, we could put this out. We could do an RFP, but we're asking them to do it for free. And so far, we don't know anybody in this community who's willing to work at those wages.
I think that's pretty compelling.
I've explored that idea with a number of people I know who are in that. They all have to make money.
Frank, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was something I was just thinking about is, would we need to put out an RFP based on our...
Right. No, not necessarily. I mean, especially
not when the cost
if,
is zero.
Yeah, not when the cost is zero. If there was a cost that was in excess of $10,000, then yes, we would be looking at an RFP, but not in this situation.
Okay, so $10,000 is a figure then.
Yes, especially if transportation of the raw wood is donated. And the space isn't a cost.
So at least that's on the record. So
absolutely, that's very good, Frank.
That motion said to look into developing the piece of redwood that sits on the beach, sits south of Ona Beach.
Mary, is that still what you want to say in your motion?
Yes.
Okay,
so.
Karen, seconded.
I seconded.
Thank you.
Okay, so all those in favor from the Public Art Committee of continuing to explore this, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. I think this is really exciting. I mean, here we're only at our second meeting of this new city committee. And, you know, I think it really speaks to the viability of our community, a lot of the art that we have here already and moving forward. And actually, we even had Frank here at our very first meeting with this idea.
Yes.
And this is an exciting. So, we need to set up a few little plans about what, you know, the next step is, mm-hmm. and the next as we work toward some sort of simple proposal for city council.
I would suggest that unless at your next meeting you come up with a better idea, that we maybe consider Jürgen's idea as our first plan, which is to put it on the city property adjacent to the Don Davis Park restroom. And that means the entire lot. So he can dictate where he wants us to plop it down, and because he has access to electricity through there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And at the time we were doing that, we had somebody provide access. So the city would just have to, because that's all locked, so it would just have to make a key available so that he has access to the electricity.
From the bathrooms.
From the bathrooms, uh-huh. Yeah. There's a little maintenance closet.
Utility shed.
Okay.
Where I had a key before when I worked on
that. The other
that didn't seem to be a problem, so.
So in the next month, you know, be looking around and sort of, so we exhaust all the possible places where it could possibly be sited for this lengthy period of time.
Or permanently.
Or permanently, yeah. Because we're still waiting to hear from the city manager's discussion with mm-hmm. the history people
That's the mm-hmm. most coolest place for it.
It would be cool. Right.
We'll bring that back at the next meeting, whenever Steve says.
Yeah.
I think there's electricity down there, too.
Is that site big enough for a large
piece of wood? With other projects.
You used to have that giant water wheel there.
Yeah, the problem is it's going to be hard for him to get around and visualize from the back, but then nobody's going to see the back necessarily.
Are we talking about the place that it's got a cement wall?
Right, right.
That's a half circle. Well,
yes.
I mean, that's a big space.
It is a big space.
Yeah. I mean, if you put it in the middle, you could.
Yeah.
Walk around.
True.
And we're also going to be thinking about the size of this. Just because it's as big as it is, doesn't mean that we have to use it all.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in fact, somebody said there was a crack someplace that it sort of was a indication that it could be into two pieces.
Mm-hmm. One of the nice things about that site on the bayfront is it gets really nice and warm down there.
I was
summer.
Thinking that exactly.
Yeah, a lot of I'm thinking that even in
summer you better hear Parker.
You've got the cement structure all around it. You could have a temporary
place seems to be the you want to demand, right?
I don't know, Jürgen. It might be your idea as well. That place. I mean, the wood that I have. I
think fit there well. We discussed another possible project from that quite
absolutely.
A while ago. But
it's your meeting.
Yeah, we should probably open that. Yeah, that's.
Oh, all right. So, sorry, Catherine.
Okay. So, anything else at the moment on the? The wood sculpture discussion that we have. If we are looking at other potential places to work on this, is there someone on this committee who would like to, investigate what some other places might be so that we have some other ideas when we come back next month?
The only idea that comes to mind are the lighthouse locations.
Mm-hmm. And there are state parks.
Okay, so
Peggy, you would have some information about what city, we could.
Well, somebody mentioned the airport earlier. I don't think it gets a lot of public access. Yeah, it doesn't get a lot of traffic, but there's a big flat field out there. You know where I'm talking about, Mark, when you're driving mm-hmm. in over to the north?
You see
it's about as inhospitable as you can be as far as electricity and weather and bathrooms or anything, though.
It would be pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, your point was that someone...
Right, if someone on the committee would like to consider... And we're hoping that the two of you are also going to be looking around, considering other possible places so we can talk about this some more next month.
Why don't we all come back with potential sites?
Let's do that then. We'll all do it. Mm-hmm. And see what we have.
And perhaps we can avail ourselves of a beach walk and go look at this piece of wood.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen it yet.
But if you go on a beach walk, don't four of you go at once. Because that would then be a public meeting.
That's true. So go separately, and if you haven't seen the wood yet, go separately.
You can go in threes.
Okay, just not fours.
So park at Ona Beach, go over the bridge, and go south down Ona
Beach.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yes.
But I will see it.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah, let's all try that.
Make it a public meeting. What's wrong with that?
Well, no, you can do that, and if you want to do that, let me know, and we'll make sure that...
It's announced.
It's announced.
We're not going to have...
The press can come and follow you.
Yeah.
That might not be a... bad idea to have a little blurb about we're considering this, because then later if we need donations to fund some of it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Frank will give you a guided tour.
Do you want to have a meeting in 2 weeks where there's a little field trip to go see the wood and...
Okay. Or even ask the public's idea of where would you want to see this?
Mm-hmm. So, and Frank, you want to be the tour guide?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll see anytime. If we have any...
I mean, anybody who wants to, I actually live right above this piece of wood.
So coffee is
Frank.
I walk the beach a lot, and you know, it's been there 5 years, so it's not
I've seen it, but I don't remember it. I want to revisit it.
It's huge. Right.
So could you get back
anybody who wants
with me
just,
on, or you know, us, Peggy, on email. A date?
Oh, you mean do it as a group?
Well, I think that's what we were talking about.
We can just do it at our next meeting if you want to. We can go on the field trip and then come back.
Just meet there for starters.
Yeah, and then
we'll
go there and then we'll come back here and we'll finish our meeting here. How does that sound?
Meet in the Ona Beach parking lot?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Or just meet at my house.
We'll meet at Frank's.
And then we'll just take the path down to the beach. That way.
A lot closer that way.
Yeah, a lot closer.
So what's the date on that? The third.
Yes.
The third Thursday is our regular meeting times, 9:00.
Right.
So if we are at Frank's.
What is the third Thursday?
That's
who's got a smartphone or a calendar?
Sally's got a calendar. February. Third Thursday.
2/21.
The third Thursday is
2/21.
February 21st.
Okay.
9 a.m. at Frank's house.
Uh huh.
And then we'll come back here for the completion of the meeting.
And so Frank, can we have your address?
12300 Northwest Ocean Vista Lane.
Would you like to come along too?
And essentially,
well,
it's the second street beyond Ona Beach to the south.
The first one's Huckleberry Hill.
Yeah, there's Huckleberry.
Oh, Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. The next street after Huckleberry is Ocean Vista. You just turn right, and you'll see the 12300 just pull into the driveway.
Lovely. Thank you.
All right. Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It'll be on your agenda as well.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Yep.
So moving on or down, is there something on the mural program discussion?
That up last time, and I think Frank might have brought that up.
Yes,
did
Frank did.
That?
Well, yeah, but someone else said they wanted to talk about it. It wasn't me.
That was Parker, I think. Yeah. Did you want to talk about murals?
I'd love to talk about murals.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll have Parker do that. Thank you. You want to?
Here, why don't you guys go
through. Take one and pass it around?
Yeah, I don't know if there's completely enough for everybody. I'm Parker, and I work at the Extension Service. We're 4-H, and I'm interested in developing a mural walk. I'll let this go around so you guys can take a look at it.
Did you say Extension Center or OSU?
Yeah, or Oregon State, right across, right across the stream over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I work with 4-H. So.
Okay, great.
Oh. I'm a sustainable communities 4-H person. So.
And thank you for being here. Thank you
I
for coming.
I appreciate you guys letting me come in here and talk to you.
Okay.
Chimanis has a mural walk way up in Vancouver. That's really, really quite famous. And I've shown a bunch of pictures from that that mural walk that they have down at the bottom of this page.
Wow, that's great.
I wanted to let you guys, well, you guys have probably really...
Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You guys probably but I just wanted to let you know. See it.
Mm-hmm.
We have an incredible mural walk as well. Well,
yeah.
It's not really a walk at this time, but we have a mural.
A lot of murals, collection.
Exactly.
What is
this?
This
is a whole packet. So
is that an organization?
That is a I think it's a county.
I've been there. It's a little town, it's north of Victoria on Vancouver Island, and it's been. They've been at it for probably 15 or 20 years. And it's kind of a model program that gets talked about in workshops at art conferences all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, the idea that I'm kind of coming across is...
You need this to make a heart set.
The idea is that we're thinking about some kind of mural walk that coincides potentially with the Wild Seafood Festival that's coming up in September. And there are a couple of grants, actually there's more than a couple of grants, but there's some grants funding out there that might, if you guys are in support, and that's really what I'm here is to see if this is something that you guys would think would work in this community. But to write a grant to support some artists, some local artists, to create a mural, and then have these QR codes. I don't know if you've ever seen a QR. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen. Everybody's seen them, but those little stamps.
Right.
Oh, would be for smartphones.
For smartphones, yes. Those would be affixed to the murals, so that you could go up to your smartphone and click on there, and it might pull up a little blurb of info about that particular mural.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
So there may be some information about what's on the mural, who painted it, just a short blurb. And then all the way down the bayfront,
great idea.
You
yes,
might
it is.
Have those on each one of them.
That's a great idea, yes.
And Sea Grant also has developed a quest. I don't know if you guys have heard of the quest before, but Kate Goodwin has developed this quest that is actually a little mystery that's written in as a poem. And kids, they're becoming quite popular. They're very popular on the East Coast, but this one is becoming popular here also. This might also tie in.
It's called Sea Quest?
They're called Quest.
It's called the Quest.
Right. And there's a little book.
Sea Grant.
Yeah, Sea Grant is the organization that Kate works for.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another possible tie-in to it.
So with the 4-H thing, are you thinking that some of the kids would help some? Because there's usually huge grounds that need to be filled in that the artist doesn't necessarily need to do themselves.
That is very, very possible, yeah.
Okay.
One of the things that I was looking at and thinking of with 4-H was that these quests are real popular, and it might be a neat way to spawn some creative clubs as far as geocaching, and creating this quest is just another activity that youth can do in the community that might also spawn tourism as well. So the idea, again, is to develop some grants with your blessing, and I would do that, and solicit some artists that might help us, some local artists that would help us on the murals. And if you look on this paper, on the back page are a couple of pictures of murals
that were done. Spaces.
Yeah, that are done on panels. And if you see, those are done on panels. So these could be, rather than affixing them to a wall or painting them on a wall or a concrete structure, you can paint them on a 4x8 piece of plywood and line them up. This one on the right is actually a number of them lined up.
Right.
In a row.
I can see the 4x8. Yeah.
So these could be movable as well.
And then
I've included some of the areas that are potential areas in there. That are blank right now.
Okay.
And believe it or not, the same place that you guys are doing that sculpture, right down there at the bottom of the Historical Society, might be a really interesting site to entertain that as well.
Mm-hmm. Here's a complete blank one.
I've actually talked to them, and it wouldn't be outside the realm of creating some kind of maritime type of, maybe with the salmon life cycle. Now, being that I'm in sustainable communities, a salmon life cycle with all the different interest groups that are associated with that, maybe Native Americans, the fishing industry, the scientific industry, and then the salmon life cycle as kind of the thread that ties them all together.
That would be great, too.
So that's kind of the idea at this time. Mm-hmm. And also another idea is, since we have quite a community of artists, maybe soliciting one artist to work on one piece and then doing a combination of a number of artists to work on that as well.
On more than one mural?
On the same mural with multiple artists.
Mm-hmm. Doing different sections. If it's
doing
a
different theme, maybe someone would take on, say, the Native American piece of it and pop them all together.
Style changes. Are you talking about the different artists? The collaboration would show the style changes?
Or just that one artist wasn't responsible for the whole big thing,
right. So
you could parcel it out and get it done quicker.
Yes.
I would, part of doing it quicker and also thinking about, there would be some integration, but trying to paint a painting with somebody else is rather difficult when you're trying to put those pieces together. But if you have your concept piece, then
sectioned out in concepts,
that might be a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. I saw a really cool project like that in at Sun River right now. They have a quilting show up, but it's a river, so they decided, they gave each person a sized piece, and the river enters their piece here and leaves their piece here.
Oh,
each piece is completely a different style and a different season. But when they're all together, it's an amazing thing.
Oh, wonderful idea.
So, each, it's at Sun River.
So there's the continuity of design.
Each piece is tied together, but each piece has its completely different.
That's wonderful.
You really can see the different artists involved in each piece, but it still has a connection, like he was talking about.
The river.
So it's a possible thing to do, where you have a whole varied, you have kind of one medium, obviously quilting, but it's super amazing to see how each person approached their piece and part of the river.
Mm-hmm. Is the thought only to have the murals on 4x8? Has there been any thought given to approaching some of the building owners down on the bayfront who have flat, unpainted surfaces, unmuraled surfaces?
That is our thought. I haven't gone there yet.
There's plenty.
Have you with you guys
done
first.
The history of this at all? Because I believe Neil Henning or
Neil
Chris Waugh, right?
Neil Henning is the one that's contracted with Jim
right.
Chambers.
They have the most times. History of how this all came to be.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, when I was worked at the Student Union at the U of O, we did the Mecha, which is the Mexican, if you will, Spanish Student Union, did a 4-panel mural that did the entire history of the Mayan civilization. Mm-hmm. And it was really, and
is
so...
Is that in the building, right?
It's in the EMU, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we did that over a number of years, but I'm saying that because we have such a large Hispanic community, and it would really be nice for there to be some representation if that could be arranged. Mm-hmm. And the other, although really distant thought that I had, which is kind of interesting, but in the history of murals, one of the most famous muralists was Diego Rivera. Mm-hmm. And Ernest Bloch's daughter mm-hmm. was part of his team. And they
one of his lovers, maybe.
Possibly, but you know, he was married to Frida Kahlo, and yeah. Frida Kahlo and Lucien Bloch were like this, traveled together, and many of the most famous photos of Frida Kahlo she did. But she was a muralist beyond working with him. So that kind of historical connection is one that I'm always interested in pursuing yeah. to see where it takes you. Because mm-hmm. One of the major stories of that whole part was that the Rockefellers, when they pictured Lenin in the mural that they were doing for Rockefeller Center, he had it destroyed. Mm-hmm. And it was really fascinating how mural art could have that kind of impact on a society. I mean, we're not going to get anywhere near that controversial, but just right. historical.
It was when the murals started popping right. up on the Bayfront, it was controversial for a while.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is we can say that, yes, this is a great idea, but then does he have to go to the city council with a proposal?
No. What? And this brings us, you know, I mean, what we're just... We're plowing new ground here, and particularly with our, you know, our document, and that is, you know, on the Public Arts Committee would establish a public art selection panel, that you know, and we can go back and you can read what, you know, what that. Panel is consisted of. There are recommendations, you know, like Parker, and this sounds really fascinating. Again, we need to flesh things out a little more, get a little more information down, and whatever, that the Public Art Selection Panel would look at, and then that panel would make a recommendation to City Council. So, and then that Public Arts Selection Panel would make a recommendation to City Council.
But I think that what I thought I saw you distribute was that you have a grant deadline of January 31st.
So we do have
a short one, but
aren't we talking about two different things? I mean, aren't you talking about doing a compilation of all the murals that exist currently? And creating a walk.
Things. Yes.
Right. And is that the grant that's due at the end of the month?
The walk, I would possibly, I was thinking of possibly combining the two, but I can certainly break them.
It would make more sense to me to, I mean, the walk doesn't require any confirmation from us. You've brought it to us. We're all, yay, this sounds great.
Right. Okay.
And so that is sure. something that requires no extra anything right. except right. what you right. write into the grant.
And aside from
but you could give them a letter of endorsement.
Yeah. We could certainly give them a letter of endorsement, yes. support, whatever.
You know, so that they know what the murals are and where, because not everybody's got a smartphone.
Right. It would be nice to have a kind of...
And then the Cultural yeah. Coalition grant is in the summer, so mm-hmm. that would be perfect for the murals.
That is...
Okay.
That would be... Yeah, that might be a good way to do that. Write this one up for this QR code. And then
mm-hmm. Right.
A mural grant. So what process would I need to go through?
Can I add one more thing before yeah. we go on? I would like to see some type of walking brochure built into this.
Right. If they, yeah.
Yes,
because not everybody's got a smartphone.
Because not everybody has a smartphone.
I think that's
or will
yeah.
have a smartphone. And, you know, you need to have it at the Chamber of Commerce, you need to have it at the motels and so on.
But it would be a very valuable
tool mm-hmm. to send yes. out when people mm-hmm. ask for information about our community, mm-hmm. which the NOAA people did before they moved here and got, you know.
Are you going to use the Extension Agency as the sponsoring, as the entity that's applying for the grant?
There's potential for that, but...
Because that would be your only big... I mean,
it's going to be, as far as, for this 31st,
yeah.
no. No, I'm gonna. I'm thinking about going through the Lincoln County Fund grant. I mean,
What Lincoln umbrella. County Fund?
Not
grant.
The Lincoln County Fund. I'm sorry.
Lincoln County Cultural Coalition, is that
what? No, it's no, the. It's isn't it no.
The foundation?
The Economic Development.
Yeah.
Foundation.
Oh. I don't think he's talking about the economic development grant, are you, from Lincoln
no,
County?
No.
It's a, isn't it the state Arts Commission grant that you're talking about?
Right, right. Yeah. I'm Lincoln.
Arts Commission
are
or Cultural Trust?
Are you talking about the Oregon Arts Commission grant?
Right.
But whose letterhead is the, whose letterhead is going to go in as the writer of the grant? Who's submitting the grant? What entity is submitting the grant proposal?
At this time, I'm thinking to send it under the Lincoln County Foundation.
Okay.
And then I was entertaining having Jeff Bartolay.
Oh, Bartolay.
Bartolay, yeah, as the PO or the PI.
Okay.
The investigator of the grant.
Oh, okay. So all you would really need would be an endorsement from, or a letter of support from the Public Art Committee.
Yeah.
And what about the Newport City Center Association, since it involves
this? They can
this is
solicit.
The
really need one.
We're only downtown. Yeah. We're not downtown.
Right.
For that.
Just for that.
Most of these
just
are
for that. Because when you start talking about murals and artists and whatever,
that's
why we have this committee and this process.
Committee. Exactly.
Right.
And that's why I came. I knew this was going to be a process.
It'd be really cool to extrapolate that whole QR code thing with all the, we talked about the need to inventory what the city has already, and to have the QR code available for every piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, once he does his bit, gets the grant, does his bit, then there's sort of a basis of what to do.
Yeah, it'd be cool to...
Yeah, because that's what we've talked about as a committee, is
an
arts inventory.
Yeah, and a brochure or something,
so
a catalog
that
people could have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So have you had the Lincoln County Foundation there where what you're...
Yes, that's what I'm...
And you, who are you working with there?
Yeah, who are you...
Virginia Tardyweather, who is Rex Crabb's daughter.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Are there other
questions? I think we need them for
motion,
right?
Yes, we do.
I
just want to see if there's any other questions for Parker.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful.
It's a great idea.
Okay. Well, so can we, I think we need a motion about a letter of support. For this and the official the official name of who we address this letter of support to. I want clarification
on
that.
I will get that. Yeah. I guess I wanted to
thank
at
you.
This point. And I'm sorry, I don't seem real prepared on that.
Faint.
Was to get an idea of your support at this time for it before I moved on, and now I'm going to go through that next process of getting other people solicited for this. This is really, the incept of it was about a month ago when I was talking to another fellow up in the office, Dave Landkammer, who also works with Extension, and he brought up this idea, and I thought it was a great one, and talked to several people in the community, several artists who are interested as well, and have called around, and the historical, or the Maritime Museums, they sounded like this was a great idea too, and they suggested me coming here and talking to you guys about it to see if you felt this was an interesting idea. So that's kind
so
of
there's also
excuse me.
There's a Bayfront Association, isn't there?
Yes.
I don't think they're very active, but it would be good to.
Yeah, that Neil Henning.
Yeah.
On the, I've talked to him as
well. Oh, okay.
Well, and he's very excited about this.
Oh, good,
some
good.
Of the history of this place.
Now, that would be a natural to get the Bay Front Merchants Association.
Yeah. And a key contact down there, too, other than Neil, is
Gabe McEntee at Moe's.
At Moe's.
Yeah. I don't recognize.
Oh,
that's... So would this go beyond the Bayfront then, and incorporate the murals that are downtown? And
boy, it sure could. Would you like to see that as well? I could definitely put that.
Well, it seems like the other side. At least, well, you'll have to evaluate
what you think is a big enough chunk to bite off at the beginning. But
that's one of the constraints at this time was how much can I do?
So maybe focusing on.
I would personally like to see everything cataloged.
Right. Well, one of the ideas, and I'm glad you brought that up, was we have Sea Grant also has these placards that they've been putting up along the walkways on the boardwalk down by where the sea lions congregate. And those would be nice.
Informational type things?
Yeah, right, there's a picture of one of them in here right
yeah.
here.
Oh.
It's about the different kinds of fishing boats.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Katie. Okay. Katie put that together.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that would be a nice thing to tie into this as well. The fishermen's wives also have a dock walk where they go around and talk about the different vessels.
They do.
That might be an interesting thing to develop a dock walk with this type of.
You know, the other thing is the mural.
Right.
You know which one I'm talking about? When you're looking.
Is it on one of these pictures?
If you're in front. Let's see.
You're talking about at the intersection of Herbert and 101, and you look down and
you look down
see
Herbert,
murals.
Yeah. And high,
that word.
High above that is a a weathered sign that essentially introduces the whole mural program, and I don't know what the history of that was, but it needs to be reinvigorated. If this is going to happen,
that's the other thing that's cool about this is that it might instigate some revitalization and refurbishment.
Right.
And some of them need touching up a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some marine waterproofing put over them so that they stay.
So I move that the Public Arts Committee create a letter of support to. But we don't know yet who the name is. We have to get from Parker. But a letter of support for the OSU, let's see, the official title, for the OSU Extension Office to submit a grant to, and you're not sure of the exact name of the grant, for identification of the murals on the bayfront with information sign and QR code.
Right.
And that is the
QR code and a walking
brochure.
Brochure. Right.
Mm-hmm. But then also around. Thank you, Frank. Some information on each mural, as I'm understanding it, since
as
not
well
everyone.
As well as the QR and placard also that talks about it.
Okay. Yeah, so you have both modalities for learning about.
Right, because they can do the QR and take that away with them and read it later, whereas.
Okay.
And the QR code would probably go on that informational sign because
it wouldn't be able to put it on
a building necessarily.
Right.
Right. And it might
be best.
It might have more information than you can get on the sign anyway.
Yeah, you can have pictures of the artist. Mm-hmm. You can have link it to other works that the artists have done. Right. All kinds of things.
Look what you opened yourself.
Yeah. So may I have a second?
And I say, where's the next one?
Did Catherine get a second?
May I have a second?
Yes.
Okay, so Sue Valentine. Okay, any other discussion? And, you know, we'll need a lot more information here as
I will
time goes on. And
in a timely manner.
I can get with you if you leave your email about how that process is going to work.
So we can fill in some of the blanks because he needs it by the 31st.
So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion?
Aye.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Opposed? Okay. Whoops, and we're almost out of time here. Okay. Thank you, Parker. And let's see.
Nice to see things.
You know how to reach me over at the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts?
Yes, I do.
And reach
Peggy, you'll help them get it.
Peggy and Peggy, so. You'll help.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Jürgen.
That's going to be the hard part.
The actual doing of it.
Okay.
Just let me have whatever you send to her so that I can put it in the notes.
Okay.
Can I just ask you, do you have this in, is that your general handling of donations?
No, not yet. The possible sculpture donation, our next topic, we're just going to have to put that on next month's agenda because very briefly, a couple of years ago, the artist's representative, Mark Sponenberg's artist, as the artist, his representative. Thanks, Mark. Came to OCCA about the possible donation of a sculpture to OCCA, and then some money attached to then help with the installation and upkeep. And then that's been on the back burner for a good 3 years. And in the meantime, of course, Mark Sponenberg has passed away. You probably saw the obituary last week in the News Times or the prior week in the Oregonian. And so his representative, his trustee, has contacted OCCA, has contacted me again about this possible sculpture donation. And what we haven't been able for him to get all the materials to us, which I thought would occur for this meeting. So I'd like next very month. Much, yeah, to have okay. this back on the agenda okay. For next month, because this could be another very exciting thing. And this would be a bronze.
And okay. quite large? Or
I don't know whether it's going to, yeah, I don't know, it's 4 or 5 feet, something. Oh, right. It's not huge.
Okay.
And
because I'm thinking know what that it is? Art Deco Park yeah. that they wanted a sculpture mm-hmm. for.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to see. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to look.
So, it would depend on what it looked like, because
that's right.
Keep with
yeah, it's a
that's true.
The maquette, the idea for it, you mm-hmm. know, and as I say, I haven't seen an image of what has been forged, is a little bit of an abstraction of a mother and child, oh. as I recollect. So
okay, well, that's not.
But anyway, you know, that yeah. won't have any more discussion.
Okay.
The moment, because then also what I asked Peggy to put on the agenda, and we're almost to the end here now, is to me some of our responsibility is you know to keep abreast of our topics and our main parts of what we are charged, you know, to do. And to me, one of those is this upkeep, this maintenance, because, you know, when we were formulating the policies and procedures, something that is critical and has to be looked at in total far down the road is how do you maintain, you know, something when it is up and in place. Mm-hmm. So that it continues to look really good and show off the city well. And so that hopefully we don't have to do a lot of deassessing, which, you know, can be. Yeah. So anyway, I ran across this from time to time, you know, if you don't mind, and you can just put these in your notebooks. Information that will help us. This particular article, the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts belongs to the Americans for the Arts, and we get the ArtLink publication. And give one to you if you would like. And this is a brief article about conversation before okay. conservation. Mm-hmm. And I realize that we don't have time now, but I'd like for you to read it so that we can visit about this at another public art committee meeting, because forward thinking about materials, about place, about upkeep is going to be part of what we are involved in thinking about. And, you know, that this isn't terribly long and really detailed, but it'll spark some ideas for you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think there are a couple of other places here that you can go to on websites. So anyway, just a little something that I think will help broaden us.
I have a quick comment.
Yes.
This is completely out of context, but recently I was down in Santa Barbara and Goleta, down by the University of Santa Barbara, and a lot of people who had cement little cement walls of about this height, perfect for skateboarders, mm-hmm. had little metal things screwed down into the wall every so often so that it becomes much less attractive for mm-hmm. the skateboarders mm-hmm. to try to use that space. And then there was no chipping, whereas anything that didn't mm-hmm. have that on it seemed to have, you know, the corners and all this kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. that's just something to throw out mm-hmm. if, you know, we're thinking about public art and places where skateboarders happen to manhandle
that's
things,
right. mm-hmm.
that we can okay. take care of that.
Okay. That is a good idea.
Funny, I thought you were going to say they had figured out a way to put a cap over the edge of it to make it even nicer for skateboarders.
We have a skateboard park.
Oh, that's so boring.
Let's just keep that thought.
Because I have seen damage. I mean, one of the railings came off the walkway because they were obviously doing something. And they just kind of broke it away.
Mm. Right. Jan around the Performing Arts Center has to get out every once in a while. They do the sidewalk in front of, right by our doors. Mm. And then they like to get out on the corner sign, you know, at Coast and yeah. Olive, where yeah. it's kind of curved just a bit. And it says, Welcome to Nye Beach. And, you know, and they're up on that and whatever. And, of course, that can be dangerous to them.
Right, and a liability to the city if they get hurt on it.
Could be. And, you know, and I've seen some now down in our wonderful, beautiful Coast Park, too. And my word, if there had been that idea ahead of time when the walls went in,
because they were screwed uh-huh. in, and so you could drill a little thing, install it, and just mm. screw it down.
Yeah.
And glue okay. it.
Well, that too.
Okay.
I had a question about, were we looking for more members, and was there a deadline, and did we get any?
No, we have a full committee.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were still looking for two more people.
No, we're all set. Wyma is the one person who hasn't been able to attend, Wyma Rogers, our former library.
Oh, so we have a sixth person.
Uh-huh.
We have seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Wyma.
Who's the seventh person?
I thought we had a seventh person.
Yeah, I thought we do, too.
I'm going to have to look on the list, yeah. but I thought we were full, but if not, then we'll put the word out again.
Okay, I just wanted to...
Do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, no, at our last meeting we talked about that, and I thought we had mm-hmm. put that word out again with a deadline on it, and I just wondered if...
I'll have to check.
If that had kind of gone, and if we had selected anyone else. And
well, if I did, and I'm not saying I didn't, because I have to issue so many press releases for committee vacancies that I could easily have done it and just don't remember. But and if there was a deadline, nobody applied.
Okay.
And so we put it out again. But let me make sure that we aren't full first. But if we talked about it last time, nothing has changed.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I just wanted to talk about just a tiny little bit was kind of came up in our earlier discussion, and that was donations to a public art fund. I think we should, at some point here, just put it out there that anyone who would like to is welcome to donate to the public art fund.
Public art fund.
I think that's a good idea.
We haven't talked about that at all, but you know, and maybe we just want to put that on the agenda.
I think. Well, why don't we add that
to next time? But
next week's agenda, since we're getting
right. There's no setup.
We were talking about really donations towards building, doing the sculpture, but it made me think that we really should make it known that donations are welcome to this fund.
Well, I think you're right about that, and I was thinking that it might be a little premature, but I'll put it on the agenda for next time. There's first going to be the tour, and then there's going to be the possible sculpture donation discussion, and then donations to the Public Arts Fund. It might be good to coordinate that information just as a kickoff with the sculpture, if that comes to fruition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if it looks like it's going to take a really long time, then we'll figure out a new way to approach mm-hmm. it.
But it'd be nice to have that hook instead of something vague like public art fund.
Yeah, you say
to tie it to an actual
But are we,
and you
are
can
we
say something like, this is the start of,
fund?
You know, this is the first project of many to come.
I don't know.
And You really, you don't know who's going to
put why not?
Yeah. Donate to that. It could be huge.
That's good.
That's good,
yes.
Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, but
so let's add that,
put that
to
on
the topic
and the process.
For,
yeah, don't forget that on
right.
the agenda, that the city, I mean,
we
didn't set a timeline when we made that recommendation that whoever works in the planning department come up with a process.
I'm sure it'll be me, even though I don't work down there.
Oh.
That's okay.
And who would then be in charge of the public art fund? I mean, they talk about the public art fund.
Well, it'd be our finance people.
Right, it's
right.
a city.
Right.
And we've talked about that when we did the policies and procedures and talked with the city about that. And there's a separate designated place for the public art fund. It's not part of the general fund or here, there, whatever. It, you know, it's a separate designated place. Something else, too. Make sure, if you didn't today, to bring your resolution 3589, or if you've got it in your notebook, etc. And make sure to read next time for page 2 and 3, because when we talk about a public arts selection panel and artist selection criteria and public arts selection criteria, these are things that, you know, very excitingly, what we are being thrust into right away. Right now. And so we need to know this really well so that we can get this process going so that we can move it toward, you know, in a couple of months or whenever it is for each project to City Council.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. So it looks like you've got a pretty full agenda next time considering the tool.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Anything else for the good of the order? We've done everything. We know our next meeting, and we are adjourned. And thank you.